Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I have some breaking entertainment news that maybe I'll only care about, but it's still huge news nonetheless. So Bad Bunny's coming out with a new album on Friday, and somebody just found the track list. So it looks like a leaked track list going around the internet. And some of the features are so exciting. One of them is ASAP Rocky. One of them is Rauw Alejandro. And the third is Taylor Swift.
What?
So it could be, it looks like it's going to be a Taylor Swift Bad Bunny collab for a song called I Fell in Love.
God, Romeo turned me on to Bad Bunny. So good. I've said this before, I don't believe in leaks. The album is coming out too soon for there to be a leak. This is just a way of promoting the album, but either way, it's still exciting.
Mm-hmm. So exciting. Okay, back to Caitlyn Jenner. So we got to know, what does she know about the release of Kim Kardashian's sex tape? So a couple weeks ago, we talked about the trailer for Sky's 3-part docuseries, House of Kardashian, and I'm a little annoyed because it's a bit of a bait and switch because in this trailer, it looks like Caitlyn Jenner is going to spill all. She's going to be spilling the tea. And I watched it and I was like, okay, come on, girl, give us nothing. She basically just said that she had no idea whether it was going to be a publicity stunt or if it was really anything trying to get them to be famous. She said, honestly, I stayed out of it. She said, Chris never talked to me about it. I never talked to Kimberly about it. I don't know what happened or why it happened. And she never, ever once had that conversation or wanted to have that conversation with them.
I'm certain it's possible. I just can't believe that any mother, no matter how much celebrity you wanted your kid and how much money you wanted, would ever set up and endorse a sex tape scandal for your own kid.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely, 100%.
That is freaking disgusting.
That's
if it's
a different level.
If it's true.
People are fame hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very.
But the parents have set up their kid that way?
Yep.
Well, I mean, Kim was an adult at the time. I think she was maybe like 27.
I don't care at any time. I mean,
it's always your kid.
Yeah.
She's an adult, but it's your child.
Yeah, if Kim did it herself, I can understand it. But like Kristen said, no matter how old that kid is, that's terrible.
Think about the mom that was on YouTube and ended up going viral because she was making fun of the fact that her son was crying. Oh, her child was crying over something, and she was literally utilizing her child's trauma mm-hmm. in order to go famous on YouTube. Like, that's the thing today.
And family bloggers, too, using uh-huh. their kids for fame. I mean, not necessarily using them for fame, but I mean for content that is going to lead to fame. It's mm-hmm.
people do worse. People do worse, which lends me to believe, oh, this is totally plausible that she would help orchestrate this to launch her daughter into stardom.
And it's sad because I do think they're an entertaining enough family that they didn't even need this to launch themselves into stardom.
Well, at the time, nobody really knew who they were, right? Except her dad was like a super, super famous lawyer.
Was he still alive at that point?
No, he had passed by that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they knew something.
Yeah, but they had the reality show already. And so one of like the first episodes was the sex tape getting quote unquote leaked.
And so that's kind of how that put that show on the map
yeah.
because of the storyline was so scandalous.
Yep. Okay.
If you.
Yeah, I'm going to continue.
All right.
I was moving on to the next story,
I know.
We're talking.
I don't know that I've asked you this question since you've been here though. If
I have a sex tape?
No, I wasn't going to ask that. That would be creepy.
When did that stop you before?
I generally keep my creepiness away from Abby.
Okay.
If you knew you were going to be a billionaire,
mm-hmm.
a billionaire at the end of the day, would you allow a tape of you to be released?
A sex tape?
Uh-huh.
No. You performing at a church choir. Of course. What were you thinking?
I wanted him to say the words. I guarantee you there's some church choir footage I could leak in it. Might not make me a billionaire, but make me a millionaire.
$1 billion, one sex tape.
Is it a good sex tape?
Yes.
That's up to you.
You know what? I don't think I could do it.
No.
I really don't think I could do it. Yeah. I don't think I could walk around knowing that people had seen me in that environment and have any kind of peace of mind.
Mo, $1 billion at the end of the day for your tape.
Hell yeah.
Just get a video in those square gray sweatpants.
Not a problem for me.
I cry my money.
I'd have the intent of a billion, but it would end up making like $48. What a waste of video that was.
Do you know that from your OnlyFans receipts from last month?
Right. That's 2 months.
Okay, have you ever received signs from dead loved ones? Because Savannah Chrisley says that her ex-fiance Nick has been sending them ever since he passed. So this is a pretty recent story. He got in a motorcycle accident a few weeks ago and died at the age of 29. Absolutely heartbreaking. She posted on social media that she hoped that he would send her signs, and he has. She didn't get specific, but I definitely feel like I've received signs from dead loved ones at some point.
Oh, do tell.
So when my meemaw passed away a couple years ago, I was coming home from a trip, and when I was opening up my suitcase, this was after I'd already gone on the trip, there was a card from her laying on top of all my clothes that I hadn't noticed before. And it was an unopened Christmas card from her, but it was after she had passed. And I was like, it's weird that it had popped up out of nowhere. For more stories, head to thevertshow.com. Clicky buzz.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.